Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine taking responsibility for the killing of a top Russian general. Lieutenant General Igor Krylov was killed by a bomb in Moscow, that explosive strapped to a scooter. ABC's Ian Pannell with more.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine Security Services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
In Madison, Wisconsin, police still searching for a motive after a female teen student killed a teacher and fellow classmate at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday, wounding six others. Luigi Mangione, the suspected gunman in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO, expected to waive extradition at a court hearing this Thursday in Pennsylvania. House Intel Committee members getting a classified briefing today about recent drone sightings in the Northeast. The federal government has said there's no risk to the public. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Madison police say they know who shot and killed a teacher and student at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday, but still don't know why. Madison police identify her as 15-year-old Natalie Samantha Rupnow. She killed a teacher and student and wounded six others, and then say she took her own life. Police Chief Sean Barnes will have more information at a 1 p.m. news conference. Meanwhile, police are investigating shooting threats at two Green Bay high schools. Ted Allen has more.
Police identified three persons of interest Monday connected to reported threats at Green Bay East and West high schools. The three are juveniles who live in the Green Bay community. Investigators first heard about the threats in the middle of the night from students. A release from Green Bay police said detectives and school officials spoke with the juveniles and determined there was no ongoing threat to the schools.
That's Ted Allen reporting. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and a touch cooler today with high temperatures still reaching the mid-30s. Got a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening, continuing through the overnight, and gone by tomorrow. Accumulations look like less than an inch, and tomorrow leaves us with crashing temperatures. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
99.7
Caught up in a web of lights. 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Hey, it's National Maple Syrup Day today. Now I'm realizing what the Canadians have, you know, their secret passion for maple syrup is because it's amazing. It's sugary sweet, and it can be used for so many things. As a matter of fact, I made an old-fashioned cocktail with it and used the maple syrup to substitute for the simple syrup, which I would assume is even a little healthier because it's a natural sugar. Maple syrup, I'm an advocate. I should get that on a t-shirt. I love this stuff. Flock of Seagulls on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM.
MaxFM Sports.
The Bucks have made the NBA's Emirates Cup a goal of theirs, and tonight they get their chance to make it a reality, squaring off against Oklahoma City in the title game in Las Vegas. I'm Bill Scott with sports. That one tips at 7:30 on ABC tonight. Both Wisconsin and Marquette dropping in college basketball's top 25 polls. The Golden Eagles fell to ninth. They'll host Butler on Wednesday night. The Badgers fell all the way outside of both polls. They'll play at home on Sunday against Detroit. Packers don't play again until Monday night against New Orleans at Lambeau Field. They continue to get a little extra time off and won't practice again until Thursday. Wisconsin added a pair of quarterbacks via the transfer portal on Monday. The Badgers receiving commitments from former San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill and former Maryland starter Billy Edwards Jr. Meanwhile, quarterback Landon Locke announcing yesterday that he is no longer committed to Wisconsin as a part of their 2025 class. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hey, we have some girls basketball action tonight. Baraboo girls taking on McFarland at 7 o'clock. We'll have the tip and all the action right here on 99.7 Max FM.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. And you find out if you do that.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, it is the time of the year where everyone loves to eat candy canes, right? Well, not everyone. There's 42% of the population, according to a new poll, never eat candy canes, no matter what. But there is a little debate going on as to which way is the proper way to eat a candy cane. Now, basically, there is a survey from the National Confectioners Association that has discovered 54% of people start eating the straight end of the candy cane, 30% start with the curved end, and 60% break them apart and eat them piece by piece. What about the percentage of people that just suck on the candy cane? They never really bite into it. Or does that count as the same thing as eating it? I don't know. When I think of eating something, I think of, you know, taking bites. But in any event, probably not good for your teeth no matter which one you go with.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Christmas celebrations continue in downtown Baraboo with horse-drawn wagon rides, an opportunity for kids to visit with Santa, as well as carolers on the square. For this final Saturday, Santa will be at the Al Ringling Theater from 11 until 2 p.m. Enjoy the free horse-drawn wagon rides from that same time. And also on Saturday the 21st, it's Gnome for the Holidays with the Family Scavenger Hunt. Celebrate the season with the whole family while you shop over 40 locally owned stores in downtown Baraboo. Join in the fun while shopping with the first ever Elf on the Shelf scavenger hunt. Check out all the details at downtownbaraboo.com. And it's also time for the December Torch Lit Hike on that Saturday the 21st from 5:30 until 7:30. Meet at the Rock Elm Shelter at the North Shore entrance of Devil's Lake State Park at 5:30. Campfire Kevin will be in attendance welcoming guests with his well-known music for the occasion. Be sure to dress accordingly. This will go until 7:30. It's a free event, but you do need a state park sticker to enter the park. And with so many holiday events all around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all those details.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and a touch cooler today with high temperatures still reaching the mid-30s. Got a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening, continuing through the overnight and gone by tomorrow. Accumulations look like less than an inch, and tomorrow leaves us with crashing temperatures. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
You were working as a waitress in-
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Stop.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Make sure you stick around because we will have another keyword coming your way in just minutes for our statewide text-to-win contest. Grown-up gift list is going to give you a chance to win a $100 cash prize or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and we'll pick eight people to be grand prize winners and choose a gift from the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Again, your next chance to win is coming in moments. Be listening.
to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind. To call me.
Make me change my mind.